We are in the lesson of 15th of the Day of Love. We'll read selected excerpts from our sources. We are in number 8. Number 8 by the Rabash. There is a prayer for it that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart.
Again,
there's a prayer for it that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart.
No
questions. There are? Niv. Who would have thought?
Why should he feel the love of his friend? He has to feel love towards his friend.
I don't know. I'm not an expert on grammar and language, but there's a prayer for it that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart. There's a prayer to the Creator to help us feel how the friends love me and how I would love them.
That's what I have to ask for, that the friends love me.
Yes.
It's not egoistic.
Not egoistic. We're not talking about egoistic level.
So what?
But unless I feel their love, it will be difficult for me to be in love toward them.
So what's the thing here? What turns this request to be correct? Everybody's asking to be loved. And Rabash writes in a few places, it's not that I need, not that the friends love me, but that I will love the friends.
Correct.
So what is he explaining here?
He is explaining that in order to love the others, at least to some extent, you need to feel that you love them, that they love you. There has to be something mutual here. If there won't be some contact, a spark, even the most external kind, then it's impossible for anything to develop here, the beginning of love to develop here.
And why is this concealed?
So that a person would start from zero. He needs to reveal disclose the power of love from the concealment.
Why doesn't a person want to feel the love of friends towards him?
That
the friends love him. Why doesn't a person want to feel that?
It's because of his ego. It's likely that he is afraid that he will then have to repay them.
So when he asks the Creator to help him feel that the friends love him,
yes,
what's he lacking? What has to open up towards them so he will allow them to love him?
He needs to open up his heart to them. And then he would feel how they do wish to fill his heart, but he has to open up his heart.
What's that action of opening his heart? What does he have to do?
He has to come closer to them. He has to come closer.
Does he have to be ready to pay them back, to give back to them? That's why he's not opening himself.
He's not capable of doing it yet.
Ma, no, aval mayer.
but quickly.
Love of friends towards me, is that something that exists to begin with? Just I don't feel it because I have to start working in concealment, like you said. Is that a right approach or something wrong here?
Okay, guys, we can get confused for 1,000 years. We need to read what's written and try to resemble it. Otherwise, it's going to be like a dog chasing his tail. We're going to just run in circles and that's it. So there's a prayer for it, that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart. That is the prayer. I will have to activate it. I like it or not, it's not important. And whether I feel close to it or far, it's not important. I need to come to it. For the Creator to help me, for me to feel the friends, feel their hearts, just like I feel myself and my heart.
Get to Teisha.
9.
Number 9 by the Rabash. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self-love, his self, and to love others, would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Again,
we must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and the hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Questions?
No, Isaac.
Why isn't it enough to be busy in love of the friend and to hate him, but also to hate himself?
We have two forces, love and hate. And I need to aim both of them toward the connection with the other. Therefore, to the extent that I care to be connected in love with the other, I need to be concerned about self-hate.
Love doesn't cover the hatred.
No, but these have two different sources, two different goals.
Veseder?
Okay. Neve is silent, shy, silent.
Gershon,
maybe you? No. Good, let's continue.
Ah, yes, can Almata.
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 Спасибо, Раф. Я вижу на себе, что есть забота, есть поддержка.
I see on myself that there's concern, that there's support, that there's faith, that I'll reach the friends, that the day will come and I'll be close to them. What does it mean to feel the internal love of the group that's concealed from me?
Feel inner love?
Yeah, what's concealed from me, the true one.
I would say this is something we have from our mother, if you remember. There is such a state where a mother's love is eternal. It cannot disappear. It cannot change.
Це некра ванецькіт.
This is called eternal love.
А если предел глубины в этой любви?
Is there a limit to the depth of this love?
Ло.
Ну.
Ein gvul
l'ava. There's no limit to such love. Only
misugal la'alot lemala mi.
Only le one who is capable of rising above this love to Chokhmah and Keter. These are...
Ken.
Rehovot, shoalim al...
Rehovot. Annulling himself and hate himself. What should we hate in ourselves?
The ego that the Creator created.
That
we are all inside this egoistic will to receive.
Women Hebrew fear asking how to show their friends that I'm working in self-annulment.
In practice,
that
I'm willing to serve them. I'm willing to serve them. Even though it is at my expense, seemingly.
Ну, Барух айом.
Ну, Барух.
Он כותב פה ככה ש...
He writes how it caused everyone to be part of the intention of his friends. We always talk about the friend's deficiency or desire. What does it mean, his intentions?
The intention to bestow. We connect amongst ourselves with the intention to bestow to one another and from that to the Creator.
So what does it mean that one is integrated in his friend's intentions?
Each one should be integrated of the intention of his friend to bestow. And by that we come to one intention, one bestowal.
I can depict that the friend has a desire, he wants the same goal, the quality of bestowal, creator, adhesion. There's a deficiency in the friend. I see it in his actions, his language. But about the intention, it's something concealed. How can I have an intention of the friend?
Through actions, prayers, desires, connections in them, we begin to feel the intention of the friend.
And eventually our connection is in the intentions, not the desire?
The desire. The direction of the desire is called intention.
Thank you.
I don't
know if it's me, but sometimes when we read about love in these writings, so there's no feeling. It's like it's tasteless. Even though love is such a strong force, yesterday there was a Yeshivat Chaverim, it was so warm and we felt it, but when you read the text, so it's... Is that me or... That mirror is like that.
It's like that.
So what do you do?
It's like that. There are times for this, there are times for that. We have to keep going. And these periods, they change and they beget new states. Okay?
Kadima.
Get a mispar eser. Merabash.
Number 10 by the Rabash. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones. Each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart. And the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then, both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelope the two of them. As it is known that Dvikut Rishon unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule that is a novelty entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him because he always knew that he had only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy and he can no longer care for himself. We'll read it again. Through the wearing of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known that Dvikut Rishon unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that a novelty entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself.
Ken?
Rav, איך מגלים את זה? את הדאגה וה...
How do you discover this, this love and concern that the friends have towards me?
Try to relate to them with love, and you would feel if they also love you.
I'm trying. I know that they are concerned about me and love and think, but it doesn't let me go from this concern about myself. Because he emphasizes that you have to discover how they're concerned about you, and then you're released of self-concern.
Right?
So how do I change this knowledge to revelation, to an actual feeling?
It's a feeling. That's what you need.
How do I make this happen?
Together with the friends and in prayer to the Creator. But the important thing is together with the friends.
What? To ask them, to talk to them, to ask.
To feel that everyone cares about everyone else. And then you'll enter into this bubble of fire. And that's how you'll advance.
While you're speaking, I'm trying to think how our meetings today will be different. What are we going to do different? Because everything you said is what happens in our meetings. So what can we add? What to add? Every 10 does the same thing. What to add?
Hello there.
I don't know. If you all feel that you have nothing to add, you need to pray. If you feel like you've reached the end of the revelation of love between you, then where is the Creator inside of it? Where is the entire world Kli? Where is the Shechina?
Thank you.
From
Woman Hebrew 3, they're asking, what is the wearing of the hearts?
The wearing of the heart.
Well, mechanically we understand what is the wearing out of the heart. How do we come to such a wearing out until sparks will come out and warmth and excitement will rise? I don't know what to tell you. That's how they used to make fire back in the day, thousands of years ago. This is called the wearing out of the hearts.
Could
we say that every time I try to love a friend and make efforts above the rejection, that's the wearing? If we strain to be connected to one another, even if it's to connect above the sparks that come out of the wearing out of the stony heart, by that we come to a fire that burns in our hearts, and we discover the power of the Creator toward us. From Hebrew 2, they're asking, I heard you say to activate a prayer. We say that everything is attained by prayer. How does prayer change reality? The fact that you can attain everything by prayer, those are pretty words. Which you can make you ignore everything or put aside everything else, that there's nothing more than prayer and that's it. But nevertheless, we need to feel. The whole thing is about feeling. What does it mean that we connect, and in this mutual feeling we reach a cry to the Creator? What then?
Mi az anachnu?
Who are we then?
בהמשך לזה שאלה אחרונה, האם התפילה
משנה
את מערך הכוחות הפנימיים?
Does prayer change the inner forces or the external forces? Prayer is the most internal thing. The most internal. Usually what he describes here happens every time with one friend. How to do it like he wrote in the previous excerpt, how to be incorporated from the 10 forces. How to be incorporated from all the forces of the 10, that each one will be incorporated.
Well, everyone would want to incorporate with everyone else. We will feel ourselves, all of us, incorporated together. And inside of it, we'll discover the concept of one, the one Creator, the connection, and more than that. It's the source of all reality. It's one.
How in this incorporation, when I'm included of 10 forces of the friends, how do we become one from that?
When you wish to connect until there are no differences between you and you feel that you are in one center, in one power that is working on you, that you want only one thing, which is for love to erase all the differences and compress you together into one state.
So our incorporation in one another actually brings us to a state of one?
Yes. There you find the Creator who is waiting for you until you demand Him from the bottom of your individual hearts.
Why does he use this term, the wearing of the hearts, or the friction between the hearts. He could say that me and the friend are looking.
No. It's not by looking in a certain direction. You are rubbing the hearts together. You're wearing them out. Wearing out the hearts. And then, in each and every one, there's something not quite like in the other. From that, you get these fire sparks. And that's what you're after, to attain these fiery sparks from a revelation of the revelation of changes that are still taking place in you.
And
from that you discover the fire of love, which cannot be revealed unless it's on top of the opposition, conflict between them, and each one is really on fire, and then only when the two of them, the two stony hearts, they can connect with the fire of love. This is the main work, as much as we can, to come to it, to begin to work between us, like with rocks, where each one is tough, hardened, but is ready, is willing to extract from himself these sparks of love with the friends, with their help, and through his effort, is ready. Imagine that imagine that all these rocks are passing over you and are extracting or bringing out these sparks of love.
No. Hala.
11? Yes. 11. By the Rabash, each gift that he gives his friend is like a bullet that makes a hollow in the stone. And although the first bullet only scratches the stone, when the second bullet hits the same place, it already makes a notch, and the third one makes a hole. And through the bullets that he shoots repeatedly, the hole becomes a hollow, and his friend's heart of stone, where all the presents gather, and each gift becomes a spark of love until all the sparks of love accumulate in the hollow of the stony heart and become a flame. The difference between a spark and a flame is that where there is love, there is open disclosure, meaning a disclosure to all the peoples that the fire of love is burning in him. And the fire of love burns all transgressions one meets along the way. Each gift that he gives his friend is like a bullet that makes a hollow in the stone. And although the first bullet only scratches the stone, when the second bullet hits the same place, it already makes a notch, and the third one makes a hole. And through the bullets that he shoots repeatedly, the hole becomes a hollow in his friend's heart of stone, where all the presents gather. And each gift becomes a spark of love until all the sparks of love accumulate in the hollow of the stony heart and become a flame. The difference between a spark and a flame is where there is love. There is open disclosure, meaning a disclosure to all the peoples that the fire of love is burning in him. And the fire of love burns all the transgressions one meets along the way.
שפוגשים על אם הדרך.
מה יש?
What's?
המתנות שאנחנו נותנים לחברים או מקבלים
החברים. The gifts we give or what we receive, they have to be revealed?
לאו דווקא.
Not necessarily.
אני יכול להעריך את מה שאני...
So how can I appreciate what I'm getting from them, the gift?
If you can open it up and reveal it, go ahead and do it, and there's a chance that they will also reveal it. It says, he who gives a gift to his friend must inform him. But also, concealed giving is good.
כי אנחנו לומדים מכל הכתבים, זה הכל ביחד שכאילו...
We learn from all the writings that even when I get a gift, I have to increase the greatness of the friend in order to enjoy this gift, so I have some value in what I'm receiving. So it's all like working in some kind of combination. I don't even know how to put it in words, but there's like something in a gift that it's the main thing that I always need to work on the gift that I'm, whether giving or receiving.
That's a piece of your heart that you're giving.
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
Jacques, c'est bon? Quelle est la différence entre l'extrait 9, la situation où j'en arrive à me détester moi-même et à vouloir m'annuler, et ce qui est décrit dans l'extrait 8 et 9, cette flamme qui génère l'amour entre nous?
What's the difference between the wearing of the hearts that we feel between us and the flame that rises from the sparks?
This all depends on our understanding. Where are we? What are we doing? Meaning, it can be a great flame or a tiny spark, but it all depends on a person. The depth of his heart from which he extracts or elicits the contact with the other. Okay, we are done with this. What do we have today?
So today's schedule, Monday at 10, basic concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah with Rav Lightman recorded. At noon, the noon lesson with the Rav live. So, a song.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. Amis, un pour tous pour la vie.
Nous arrivons.